Fidel Castro has not been seen in public since July, when he underwent surgery and temporarily handed power to his younger brother, Defense Minister Raul Castro. With many concerned about his health, some analysts say they do not expect the Cuban communist regime to survive without its 80-year-old founder. East and Central European countries faced a similar crossroads when their own communist regimes ended in 1991. Now, 16 years later, the transition for many has been a great success.
We have successfully turned away from a command economy to a flourishing market economy. Our societies are free. We have the freedom of speech. We have a free press. We have a rule of law, and everybody is equal in front of our law.
András Simonyi is Hungarian ambassador to the U.S. Mr. Simonyi and the ambassadors of Slovakia, Poland, and the Czech Republic participated in a roundtable discussion at the Voice of America. 16 years after the demise of communism, these four nations are among the wealthiest post-communist countries in Europe. The four are members of the European Union. Slovak Ambassador Radoslav Kaser says his country's political transformation has not always been easy. He says it took courage to push through painful reforms.
Of course, the transformation from the central commanded economy to a free economy is sometimes painful. You have to restructure the economy, and you necessarily have a stage when your economy is going slightly down, because you have to just cut off the production, which is not bringing money, which was subsidized by the government.
Privatization of state-owned business often requires foreign investments. Outside investment can lead to concerns that a country's assets are being cheaply sold to foreigners. Another common fear is that privatization brings about the disappearance of a comfortable social net, including universal health care and unemployment benefits. Not so, says the Slovak ambassador, pointing to the profitable sale of the Slovak auto manufacturer Skoda to German giant Volkswagen.
Today, it's a state-of-the-art company, which is employing maybe 10, maybe 20 times more people than they used to employ in the old days. It's all Slovaks who work. Now we are even coming to the limits. There is not enough Slovaks that we employ people coming from Ukraine or from Bulgaria coming to Slovakia. The average wage in the factory, it's maybe three times more than would have been the average wage before on the old.
Peter Kohler, the Czech Republic's ambassador to the U.S., says his countrymen are enjoying their newly acquired freedoms.
It's very much up to every personality, every single person, to have responsibility for their own lives in their own hands. There is no central power now telling them what they have to do and how they should do that. It's very much up to them.
Ambassador Simonyi says Hungarians are now true creators of their society.
If our people are not satisfied with what they see, every 4 years there are free elections, and they vote, and they send a clear message about how satisfied or dissatisfied they are. That's a big deal.
The four ambassadors acknowledged that conditions in Cuba differ from that in the countries of the former Soviet bloc, but they added that with Castro's demise, Cuba is poised for fundamental political and economic reforms. They say Cubans can draw significant lessons from the experience of Eastern Europe's transition from communism to democracy. For producer Ivana Kuhar, Jim Bertel, VOA News.